The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Now, as you probably know, we're taking questions from listeners like yourself, and we get very interesting questions quite often. Today's is no exception. Here's the question we're going to wrestle with today. Is it wrong to take disability money from the government? Grace in Focus isn't a political show, but we are a show that strives to find clarity from Scripture, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. Let's go right to the interesting discussion that we're about to have with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Well, thanks for tuning into the show, and I hope that we can encourage you guys. One of the things I find that is true of having a grace-based ministry is a lot of people come to us with emotional and mental problems, difficulties, struggles, and they're attracted to the grace message.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
You know, because they find that the to-do lists and whatnot of traditional religion of, you know, be good and you'll be saved, that type of message just totally discourages someone who can barely keep their life together.
Well, look at it this way, Sean. If you're already dealing with issues like anxiety or depression or PTSD or things like that, and then you add on top of that that you're scared you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire being tormented,
yeah,
wouldn't that make it worse?
Absolutely.
And wouldn't it make it better if you knew for sure that you had everlasting life, that you can never lose it?
Yes.
It doesn't take away all of the anxiety or depression or PTSD, but at least you don't have to be concerned about your eternal destiny.
Yeah, it puts it in perspective, you know.
So you got a question about
this? Yeah, so this is a question from, let's call him Jeff.
Jeff, okay.
And Jeff says, I've been diagnosed with bipolar 1, and I've been suicidal for as long as I can remember into childhood. I'm 23, and if it wasn't for my family, I'd be on the streets. I've tried many things, including a Free Grace Bible College, but every time I try something, it crashes and burns within days or weeks due to my mental instability. I'm a loser when it comes to anything in this world, and I can't do anything right, and I wish I was dead. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for you, Jeff. So what bothers me is this. Am I doing evil by the fact that my family is trying to get me disability money from the government? Am I just lazy because I can barely handle breathing day to day? It feels like God has nothing to say about lunatics like me.
Well, that's a very, very moving question. And let me say to Jeff that God knows where you're coming from, obviously. Not everyone is dealt the same hand in life. Some people have various emotional and biochemical problems that affect the brain, right? Some of it is caused simply by biochemistry. Some of it is caused by the way we grow up. Sometimes it's 100% one or 100% the other.
Like the stresses and abuse and losses and all kinds of things that we can experience.
Well, like I grew up in an alcoholic family. So I deal with a lot of anxiety. I deal with PTSD, you know, not as extreme as other people have, but any loud noise, I'm jumping. My point about what he's asking is that we need to recognize that God does not hold us accountable for somebody else's situation, somebody else's giftedness, somebody else's problems or difficulties. God holds us each accountable for what he's given us.
Right.
So Jeff is only accountable to be the best Jeff he can be.
Right.
And for Jeff, that may be going from day to day without hurting himself, going from day to day having an attitude that glorifies God.
Right.
I have a friend who's now gone to be with the Lord, and he graduated from DTS with me, and then he went on and got a PhD in counseling, and he counseled seminary students. And he said, with some of the people I counsel, it's a victory if they go from day to day without hurting themselves.
Yes.
And he said, I try to teach them that being a winner, and it's interesting that Jeff used the term loser.
Yeah.
Being a winner for Jeff is to go through life in such a way that he's maximizing his potential.
Right.
Now, if he's truly bipolar, there are medicines that can help him, and they take time, sometimes months or years, to have their impact.
Yeah.
And he could well be doing much better in a year or two. But on top of that, there are other things he can do, like diet, exercise, sleep. As far as getting disability money from the government, as I see it, mental illness is every bit as much an illness as is diabetes or cancer. It's all illness. Now, I do believe we way over-medicate, and I believe we way over-prescribe people as being depressed or anxious or bipolar. But the truth is, there really are bipolar people.
Oh, absolutely.
And it sure sounds like Jeff is one of those people.
Sure.
And if he is, it would not be wrong, in my opinion anyway, for him to receive some of the money you and I pay in our taxes, because that's what we pay our taxes partially for. I mean, I would be happy if the government stopped giving everybody disability payments and we put that back on the local church. But the truth is, the way we're set up right now, the government does that.
Sure.
And so we should not feel uncomfortable if we need that.
I think about Job a little bit. Job's a great hero of the faith. But for the part of his life that's focused on in the Bible, what did he do or what did he accomplish? His great test seems to have been, just don't blaspheme God.
Right.
That's like the one thing everyone was looking to him to do. To
yeah,
see
curse
what he
God and die.
You know, it's like, you know, there was no expectation that in his mourning, in his disease, in his poverty, that he was going to build a great ministry and reach the world and be a missionary and be very successful. I mean, he was suffering probably in many ways that Jeff can really identify with. But Job was victorious because he did not curse God.
Right.
And maybe that's the bar. I like what you said, Bob. I mean, everyone is judged by God or evaluated by God according to what they've been given, not according to what someone else has been given.
Right. Remember, I think it's Luke 12 where Jesus says, to whom much is given, much is required. And in the parable of the minas in Luke 19, 11 through 27, they're each expected to do the best they can with what they're given.
Yeah.
I would say he should realize that it's possible that his past experience does not predict his future experience.
Yeah, there's that too, yeah.
Jeff should realize that just because, as far as he can remember, he's always been depressed and he's always been despairing of life, that does not mean that's what's going to continue.
Right.
And it could change.
It could change. And what about this idea, and a lot of people feel this way, you know, he just feels like he's a loser. He feels he can't do anything right. He feels like God has nothing to say to him. There's a sense of, there's a problem here of seeing yourself and evaluating yourself and getting your self-esteem, I guess, from worldly views of success, from the way the world sees you. But isn't there a comfort in just reminding yourself, well, even if the world thinks I'm nothing, in Christ, God loves me.
Right, and I am something in Christ. The thing about it is, as long as he retains faith in Christ and continues to confess Christ, then he's a winner. He's what the Bible calls an overcomer. It's the Greek word nikao. The noun form is Nike.
Right.
Nike was the Greek goddess of victory. That's why the company took the name Nike, because it basically means victory. And to be a victorious Christian doesn't mean we've got everything together. Now, of course, Jeff doesn't say that he knows for sure that he has everlasting life. My hope is he does.
Right.
If not, my encouragement, Jeff, is read the Gospel of John and pray about it and ask God to show you that simply by faith in Christ for your eternal destiny that you are secure, that you have everlasting life and you will never perish. You'll never hunger or thirst again spiritually. That you're not going to die spiritually. Knowing that would be a big boost. But the other thing I would suggest to Jeff on a very practical level is find one or two things you can do and have a little bit of success at. Yeah. For example, I used to run. I ran for 1 year in high school, or one semester in high school, 1 year in college. And then in my 40s, I took up running again until I started having knee and hip problems. And so about age 47, I switched to race walking. And now I'm 69. So for the last 22 years, I've been doing race walking. Well, I've done 8 marathons. Well, my marathon times are embarrassing. I've never broke. My best is 5 hours and 24 minutes, and I have one at over 6 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm back there with the people who are on oxygen masks and people who are pushing IV stands. It's embarrassing.
There's a lot of those doing marathons.
They are. Well, okay, there's not. But the point is, I'm back there with the people who really can't do anything. And the truth is, I finish. And you see over there on the wall, I've got a bunch of finishers' medals. Because I look at those and I say, I've had some little victories. And so I would say to Jeff, find something. I also play duplicate bridge, and I find when I win little things in duplicate bridge, it gives me a sense of, okay, I've accomplished something there. And it also keeps me mentally fit, you know?
Right.
And so maybe, Jeff, try walking a marathon. Especially if you're not working, build up to where you're walking from 1 mile a week to eventually 5 miles a week, then 10, then 20, then 30. And eventually work your way up to 40 miles a week, and you can walk a marathon.
Right.
But you've got to do that gradually, because even at 23, if you try to go from nothing to 30 miles a week, you'll hurt yourself.
I mean, there is something, you know, like start a garden, you know, it's just seeing something
you
grow.
You do that, right?
I do. I garden. I'm terrible.
Doesn't it give you some encouragement?
It does.
When something comes up?
I am terrible at it. It's probably one of my most expensive hobbies, but I do
but
it.
But you do get a carrot every
we have
year
one
or
of our,
a tomato?
One of our board members, he's a gardener, but he does flowers, and he's just these beautiful, absolutely beautiful, beautiful flowers. And basically what we're saying is, you know, the Christian life, you can enjoy life, the little things in life. You know, God made us physical beings in a physical world, and there's just these little things that we can do that really... They do make a difference.
And it may not seem spiritual, but planting flowers is spiritual.
Yeah.
Planting tomatoes is spiritual.
I mean, God put people in a garden. That was their first job.
And he told them to tend the garden,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So that was spiritual, you know?
Right.
Or just being nice to people, just loving your neighbor. Just there's all kinds of little things that you can do. You're right, Bob. Even if you can't hold down a career, even if you can't graduate from Bible college, that there are other things that are more than Bible college.
Absolutely.
I guarantee it. Anyways, Jeff, or the person that we're calling Jeff, thank you for writing in. And I do hope and pray that you will find some comfort in the grace message and in a different perspective on your life. Thank you for writing at radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Did you miss an episode of Grace and Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And we have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition to this, we have all kinds of other free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that also at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to discuss the meaning of giving your life to Christ. So, tune in for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.